hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the She is Sacred podcast. I'm so excited to have you here with me today, and I'm excited for today's topic. Today we are going to be talking about positive self-talk. If you struggle with positive self-talk, then I think you're going to want to stick around and join in today's conversation. I'm sure you hear it often, but how you talk to yourself really does matter. And I want to go a little bit deeper because it doesn't matter just a little bit. It matters a whole lot. And I would like to start off by just saying, personally for me, the most unkind person who has said the most unkind things to me in my life would have to be myself. Now, don't get me wrong, I have encountered some pretty awful people, but none of them have had to live inside my head afterwards. It's after the traumatic experience, after the disagreement, after the offense has been taken, after the fight, that is when the real ugly words start flying around in my head. And maybe you can relate to that. Moving beyond that, you have to wonder, how do you get to that place where you're the one who is tearing yourself apart worse than what other people are? And I have found that as a child, the things you hear or don't hear on a regular basis will shape and form how you view and talk to yourself. And those things will develop your inner voice for you. Now, once you become an adult, though, it is your job to recognize if the voice in your head is yours, or if it's the voice of the environment that you grew up in, or the voice of somebody who has hurt you or traumatized you, and you're now allowing their voice to dictate how you talk to yourself. And I do believe that is actually a really good place to begin. When you are intentionally working on improving your positive self-talk, is identifying your true voice and comparing it to the voice that you hear more often, which is trumping your voice, which is the negative self-talking in your head. So an easy way to do that would be to start identifying the negative self-talk in your head. Negative self-talk can sound like this: I can't do this hard thing. I never get this right. No one wants to be my friend. I don't have any friends. I always screw this up. I'm never good enough for them. No matter how hard I try, I just can't overcome this. Everything is easier for other people than it is for me. If I was skinnier, had different hair, better skin, whiter teeth, then I would be happier. I would be more attractive. I'll never be happy. Nothing good ever happens to me. No one understands me. I am so dumb. I hate myself. Now, maybe you've said those exact words or things that are very similar. You know yourself. You know the negative things that are going on in your head. And sometimes it's more so just a mindset of defeat that can be the negative self-talk in your head that's really preventing you from thriving and feeling happiness and fulfillment. But once you start to recognize these negative thoughts and this negative voice in your head, that is then when you can begin to counteract those things, if you will, with positive self-talk. So instead of those, positive self-talk sounds like this: I can do hard things. I don't always get everything right, but I always try my best. I have friends, but I don't rely on them for validation. I enjoy being with myself. Sometimes I really mess things up, but that's okay. I will never be good enough for everyone, but I am good enough for me. I can overcome anything I intentionally put my mind to. I love my body. I love how I look. I enjoy taking care of myself, and it is a form of self-care when I put effort into how I look. I am happy with who I am today, and I'm happy with who I am becoming tomorrow. Good things happen to me. I understand who I am, and that's enough. I am smart. I am capable. I love myself. So you can compare those two things and see there's obviously a huge difference. Now, once you have identified the difference between positive self-talk and negative self-talk, and you have identified outside voices that you're allowing to dictate your thoughts versus what your own inner voice is, then you get to choose which reality you live in when it comes to your mind. You get to choose the voices you listen to. Your mind does not have to be a cage filled with loud, destructive voices. If it is, you can change it. Through intentional effort, you can start to identify the voices in your mind that are tearing you down and simply replace them with affirming thoughts. I know it sounds too simple, but truthfully, I know it is hard work to change thought patterns. I know this. However, I do believe in creating a safe place inside your head. The world can be cruel and harsh, and we often search endlessly for a safe place to retreat to without realizing that place is inside our mind and our own bodies. So if you are struggling with negative self-talk, it's time to challenge those voices. It's time to quiet the outside noise you have allowed to overtake you, and it's time to create space for your true inner voice to speak up. Most often, our inner self is patiently waiting to be discovered and to be heard. And just as often, I have found that you will be pleasantly surprised by how much you love what you find when you really hear yourself. You're typically a lot softer and kinder than you even realize. So as we close here today, I just want to encourage anybody who is really struggling with negative self-talk. Don't give up. Don't listen to those voices. You are so much more than what is tearing you down inside your head. It does take intentional work and intentional effort to come to a place of truly seeing yourself and loving yourself, but that work is worth it. And just remember, you are sacred, and this journey, you're not alone. And if you need any encouragement or just affirmation or tips on how to improve your positive self-talk, please reach out today. I would love to continue this conversation. But for now, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the She is Sacred podcast, and we will talk again soon.